Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
This morning feeling fine, I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm feeling mighty fine.
Feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got I've been talking with Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling a road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand. And he says that a home will be mine, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm feeling mighty fine.
changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy to me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
When I wake before the dawn, heaven's voice I without any fear. God the Father's majesty, in silence I adore. Holy might infinity, approaching heaven's door. Alleluia, alleluia. Holy might infinity, approaching heaven's door. God the Son has bled for me, my shame upon him. His flesh was marred by cruelty. He died for me instead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
instead. God the Spirit speaks His word to my anxious heart, filling me for service bold. Now reigns eternally, name above all names. All will hail and bow the knee before the King of Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All will hail and bow the knee before the King of Kings.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my life. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my truth. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. King of heaven, my treasure thou art. O God, be my everything, be my delight, be Jesus my glory, my soul. King of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's shore, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall,
singing about my Lord for so many years. I've sung when I've been happy. I've sung when I've had tears. Some folks have even questioned if it's all been just a show. But the reason that I'm singing,
because His grace is real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home where I shall sing through all eternity. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is the power that saves. I sing because His grace is real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home where I shall sing through all eternity. Where I shall sing through all eternity.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Turning an Enemy into an Ally. Luke 8:35-39 reads, "Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, 'Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you.' And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him." In 1999, Anat Christian, who at the time was working in 3ABN's marketing department, told the story about how 3ABN had tried for a long time to get major cable companies to broadcast their network. In one company, there was a woman who had no use for 3ABN. She was with one of the industry giants. And regardless of what 3ABN did, they could not get past her. She was causing a bottleneck. A suggestion was made that they should pray for this woman. They prayed that she would be moved, promoted, or that the Lord would open up a way around her. At the time, she had no plans to change jobs. Shortly after they began praying for her, however, she became marketing advisor of an organization in which her job was to advise other organizations on how to get past the roadblocks of the cable companies. God answered 3ABN's prayers and turned an enemy into an ally. Instead of a roadblock, she became an escort vehicle. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 251. The weak, vacillating character becomes changed to one of strength and steadfastness. Continual devotion establishes so close a relation between Jesus and his disciple that the Christian becomes like him in mind and character. Through a connection with Christ, he will have clearer and broader views. His discernment will be more penetrative, his judgment better balanced. He who longs to be of service to Christ is so quickened by the life-giving power of the Son of Righteousness that he is enabled to bear much fruit to the glory of God. This story, turning an enemy into an ally, was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit their website for more information on 3abn.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Today, I would like to share with you the very first psalm, a short psalm of only 6 verses, and it reads like this. Joyful is the man who does not walk where ungodly people walk, nor does he stand in the path where sinners are found, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. Instead, God's law is his supreme delight, and he ponders it in the day and when he goes to his rest. He can be compared to a wide-spreading tree that is thriving beside a watercourse, which produces an abundance of fruit in its season, and whose leaf shall not show any signs of decay. God shall bless this man, and he shall prosper. It is entirely different with the ungodly, for they are like the waste stalks of the field after harvest, driven away by the wind. Therefore, the wicked shall succumb in the judgment day and will never be seen where the righteous gather. The way of the righteous is in God's care, whereas the wicked will vanish without a trace.